Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly cloudy skies today, with daytime highs approaching 75. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 49 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Chance of rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 70. Overcast skies. High of 64 Wednesday, with thunderstorms likely. Chance of rain showers 69 on Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 46.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Ongoing work on Emporia's 24th and Prairie waterline replacement project will mean relatively expansive water outages for customers in West Emporia on Tuesday. Julio Flores has more.
The city says there will be an outage lasting most of the day involving both customers along the following streets: Prairie from 9th to 12th, 12th from Luther to Sunny Slope, Beverly Street to Gloria Street, and Gloria Avenue. Crews are a week into the roughly 3 to 4 week project to connect the city's new 24-inch water main under Prairie to the existing line at 12th. I'm Julio Flores.
The Anchor restaurant in Wichita has had its assets seized. The restaurant is more than $32,000 behind in tax payments. Assets seized on Wednesday last week include cash, business inventory, and the owner's personal property. And many items will be sold at public auction to pay the tax bill. Talks to enter into voluntary repayment agreements failed, and that's why agents seized property, according to the Kansas Department of Revenue. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. State officials reported that revenue from income, sales, and an assortment of tobacco, liquor, and energy taxes in Kansas exceeded projections in April by 1.3%, but represented a year-to-year decline of $83 million from April of 2024. The state reported $1.33 billion in total tax collections last month, as the Kansas Department of Revenue took in $17.6 million more than anticipated by state fiscal analysts, and the monthly total represented a reduction in revenue of 5.9% from April of last year. Governor Kelly said even though Kansas's current financial health is strong, they must remain committed to fiscally responsible budgeting to ensure lasting stability in the future. House Speaker Dan Hawkins, a Wichita Republican, expected to see the GOP nomination for insurance commissioner in 2026, said the latest monthly report indicated the governor's hesitancy to support larger tax cuts was misplaced, as in June 2024, Kelly signed a three-year, $1.3 billion tax cut bill. Individual income tax collections were $684.8 million. That's $10 million above the estimate and down 7.5% from April 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $316.5 million. That's $1.4 million above the estimate and down 6.4% from April of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $296.3 million, which is $5.5 million above the estimate and up $1.2 million from April 2024. Governor Kelly issued a state of disaster emergency proclamation stating Kansas and surrounding states are facing fuel shortage problems. According to the press release from the Kansas Adjutant General's Department, states are facing fuel shortages and long lines at the pumps, and the press release said there's a need for drivers to increase their hours to deliver fuel. Governor Kelly said she issued the declaration to help alleviate the delay in getting the fuel to the end user, and she added that this is not just a Kansas issue, as our neighboring states are experiencing the same delays. Diesel has been the most impacted, but gasoline could be affected as well, according to the press release. Chairman of the Kansas Corporation Commission, Andrew French, said the emergency proclamation will last for 14 days and waive federal regulations limiting the hours carriers and drivers can operate. And Colonel Eric Smith, the superintendent of the Kansas Highway Patrol, said the Kansas Highway Patrol acknowledges the governor's proclamation and will ensure enforcement efforts concerning commercial motor vehicles are consistent with these developments. Kansas Corporation Commissioner Director Linda Berry said as of now, the shortage is mostly impacting western Kansas, particularly Scott City and Great Bend. A coordinated effort by animal rescue organizations from across Kansas resulted in the rescue of 49 living dogs from a residence in Esben, a town in Jewell County in north central Kansas. And the Jewell County Sheriff's Office confirmed the operation, adding that deputies also discovered numerous deceased dogs at the property. The Humane Society of Kansas City took in the majority of the rescued animals, providing shelter and care for 30 of the dogs. Sydney Molentine, the president and CEO of the Kansas City organization, stated that some of the dogs are expected to be ready for adoption by the end of the week. Molentine acknowledged the significant financial strain such large-scale rescue places on their resources, saying as it can be a very big financial burden, it's 100% worth it. However, they are urging the community to rally around them and these dogs so they can continue doing this life-saving work. Animal welfare groups from Wichita, Newton, and Hutchinson also responded to the call for assistance, highlighting the collaborative spirit within the Kansas animal rescue community. As of now, there has been no official information released regarding potential charges or the circumstances that initiated the investigation, and authorities have not yet commented on the length of time the animals were reportedly living in the conditions. The rescued dogs are currently receiving veterinary care, and the involved animal welfare organizations are preparing them for their eventual adoption into loving homes. In Nebraska news, the Lincoln Police Department is investigating an attempted robbery just after midnight on Wednesday on the Mopac Trail near 70th and P Streets. According to police, a 50-year-old Lincoln man reported that three men suddenly appeared and approached him at around 10:10 p.m., demanding his wallet. The victim said he used pepper spray on one of the men and punched two others before being knocked to the ground. And he said the men kicked him multiple times while he was on the ground before leaving the scene without taking any of his personal belongings. The victim took himself to the hospital where he was treated for abrasions and a dislocated elbow. Police are asking anyone with information to call the Lincoln Police Department or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600 to remain anonymous. Authorities are reporting that a missing inmate from the Community Corrections Center in Lincoln, as according to officials, 31-year-old Tamika Anderson did not return Sunday afternoon from a religious furlough. Anderson started her sentence on November 14th, and she was sentenced to 5 to 6 years for burglary out of Douglas County. She was eligible for parole on March 29th and was set to be released in 2027. Anderson is a 5'2", 140-pound black female with black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with knowledge of her whereabouts is asked to contact local authorities or the Nebraska State Patrol. The Community Correction Center is one of two community custody facilities operated by the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, and community custody is the lowest custody level and the least restrictive facility. Inmates are allowed to participate in work opportunities and attend school and religious services with prior approval and without direct supervision. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Two people were injured in an accident just before 1:30 p.m. on Friday in Graham County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2018 Toyota Corolla, driven by 78-year-old Jesse McWilliams of Hill City, was westbound on Kansas 18, approximately 4 miles southeast of U.S. 24, when the car traveled into the north ditch, struck a field drive, became airborne, landed, and rolled. EMS transported McWilliams and a passenger, 77-year-old Gloria McWilliams of Hill City, to the Graham County Hospital. They were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The ST and Mabel Nuddycombe Charitable Trustees are pleased to announce the selection of scholarship awardees for the school year beginning August 2025, and the trustees are awarding scholarships totaling $41,000 to students in Phillips and Norton County, Kansas. Students receiving the $2,500 scholarship from Logan, Kendra Mae Alexander, and from Norton, Jeffrey Fick and Ellie Miller. Students receiving $2,000 scholarships from Phillipsburg, Adrian Hassel and Michael Vanderveen, from Northern Valley, Haley Hansen, and from Norton, Riley Lanier and Haley Brooks. Students receiving $1,500 scholarships from Phillipsburg, Kayla Jacobs, Hannah Kennedy, and Caden Sisson, and from Norton, Peyton Bailey and Jada Peterson. Students receiving $1,000 scholarships from Phillipsburg, Bryn Billings, from Logan, Caitlin Alexander, and from Norton, Ella Juniman and McKenna Keyswater. And students receiving the $1,000 scholarship for Votech JUCO, from Northern Valley, Serenity Porter and Tatum Lentz, from Phillipsburg, Carmen Manns, Cole Keaton, Seth Keaton, Carter Kendall, Carissa Keaton, Jaden Boyle, and Leighton Wyatt, and from Logan, Rhett Katz, from Norton, Traxton Raglan, and Ella Clark. According to the unofficial minutes of the special meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on April 29th at 7:30 p.m., the special meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at the Alice Tweed Center by President Michael Terry, and seven members were present, so a quorum was declared. During a discussion of transportation bids, Superintendent Corey Roy's recommendation was to purchase a 2025 van from Shawnee Mission Ford for $61,129, and a motion to approve the purchase of the 2025 van from Shawnee Mission Ford for $61,129 was made by Jennifer Miller and seconded by John Granberry. The motion passed 7-0. After an executive session for 10 minutes to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under COMA, the board returned to open meeting at 7:45 a.m. Dina Winty moved to accept the resignation of Bill Brockelman as junior high track coach, the resignation of Joe Cox as the head coach of the Norton Junior High Boys basketball team, the resignation of Rebecca Field as the assistant high school tennis coach, and the resignation of Samuel Field as the assistant junior high track coach. The motion was seconded by Kate Sprigg, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to accept the nomination of Shalina Seams as kindergarten teacher at Eisenhower Elementary School, Greg Billups as the 9th through 12th grade social studies teacher, Jeremy Hawks as the head high school football coach, Jordan Wallmeyer as the head high school boys basketball coach, and Greg Billups as the assistant high school boys basketball coach. The motion was seconded by Ryan Katz, and the motion carried 7-0. Superintendent Roy then informed the Board of Education that Bill Johnson will be inducted into the Kansas Wrestling Hall of Fame in the fall of 2025. And President Michael Terry then adjourned the meeting at 7:53 a.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll be having spaghetti, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, for your lunch today, you'll have grilled chicken sandwich or Mr. Rib sandwich with French fries, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be enchilada, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today. One second here. Your forecast for today: it should be mostly sunny with the high near 75 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with the low around 49 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with the high near 70 and an east wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, and then showers after 1 a.m. with the low around 48 and the chance of precipitation Tuesday night is 80%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, showers with thunderstorms are possible after 1 p.m. with a high near 64, and the chance of precipitation Wednesday is 80%. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 69. On Friday, sunny with a high near 75. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 79. And on Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 81. Currently, with fair skies, it is 56 degrees. The humidity is 62%. The wind speed is south at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.99, and the dew point is 43 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. McDonald's All-American Nico Bundolo decommitted recently from Washington. He's prolific prep teammate with KU commit Darren Peterson. Kansas State might be after the McDonald's All-American as Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580WIBW in Topeka on Wednesday, and he discussed how K-State's potentially recruiting him.
There's some interest there. That's very interesting. I don't want to say they're in scramble mode, but because that's not an accurate depiction. They're in scrapper mode right now in recruiting. They're going for it. And they see some guys that can change the narrative of the program, and they're going after them. And I think they're kind of zoomed in on what they want, and they're going to sign these guys and then see what they have left and go fill up the rest of the roster because they've got a lot of needs still. I think they're at 9 players. Maybe it's a little bit more than that. Maybe it's 10. But they still got at least 3 spots to go. So they've got work ahead of them.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.